morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be lumber one.
Sam Carter from Pacific Power in this morning. I wanted to check in with you. I know that the last month, so much has been going on regarding the fires we've talked about, but one aspect we haven't really touched on quite as much is the impact of what your crews had to do and just deal with everything going on with the fires.
Yeah, it's been a long 4 weeks for sure. I mean, in the last 3 years I've worked for Pacific Power, two of those we've seen, you know, major historic storms come through the area, first being Snowmageddon and now the wildfires in this because of this historic storm, windstorm that we saw. So our crews have been working hard for the last 4 weeks, 16-hour plus days, and, you know, just helping to get, you know, power restored, which we have to those homes that need it. And there's a lot more work to do, though.
What about the areas where, like you go up Rock Creek or places like that, where basically not much of anything made it? Are you still restoring power in that area for some of the other infrastructure?
Yeah, so our focus has been to, you know, repair and our electric facilities, get everything back replaced the way it was before the wildfire. And we've been successful in doing that with our distribution system. So that's mostly up and ready to go. And we're assisting, you know, some customers who are wanting to move back, like, for example, in their RVs, and we're working with them to set up temporary service free of charge to help them out.
So basically then from the road or whatever point highway, then sort of back onto their property, you almost have to start over, I imagine.
Yeah, a lot of it we had to rebuild. A lot of new distribution poles, a lot of new, you know, conductor and transformers that need to be reinstalled, and most of that work's been done. What still is yet to be completed is the repairs to our transmission system that runs through the area. There's, you know, over 15 miles of conductor that needs to be replaced in several structures that is, you know, it's in treacherous terrain, as we all know, and it's going to require quite a bit of work. The nice thing is that work doesn't impact our customers directly in terms of providing power. So
what about the North Umpqua hydropower generation facility?
Yeah, so, you know, we have about 30 employees and their families who live and work up there in the Tokadee area. And, you know, they operate our hydro generation facility. And it was just a weird set of circumstances where we had the Archie Creek fire, you know, to the west, and then the Thielson fire to the east that ended up, they were in a level 3 evacuation area. So we had to, they had to shut that system down, essentially, which requires a lot of coordination. And we evacuated all of those employees and their families, and they actually had to go to Bend because that was the safest way for them to travel out.
Wow. And did everything survive in terms of your buildings up there?
Yeah, none of our facilities in that area were impacted other than up more towards Diamond Lake. Those distribution lines were within, some of those were within the fire perimeter from the Thielson fire, but those have all been repaired now.
And not only do you have this area to deal with as far as Pacific Power's umbrella goes, you've got other things in other parts of the state.
Yeah, it's the windstorm wasn't just isolated to Douglas County. It hit the whole state and quite a bit of our service territory, you know, in the Santa Ym Canyon, up by Lincoln City, down by Phoenix, Talent, were impacted. And so it's been quite the feat to make those repairs and get everything put back together.
So have you pulled in crews from other utilities in other states, or have you had to go that far?
Yeah, we've pulled in crews from all over, a lot of contract crews. I met with a crew and had lunch with them. They were from Wyoming. They happened to be in this area and finished up a job, and they came in to our area to help out. So we've pulled in a lot of resources from other areas.
So this is really not unlike the big snowstorm response. It's just some of the elements are different, but in terms of how much work goes into repairing, it sounds like a lot of it's fairly similar.
It is. I mean, you know, it's not simple in terms of the system and how, you know, it operates, but repairing it, these crews are excellent at what they do. And, you know, it's amazing how hard they work and you know, it takes time, but we've got everything back up and running like it should be.
So are you pretty much caught up at this point?
We are in terms of restoring power to our customers, but we do still have a lot of repairs that need to be made to our transmission system, and that's going to require, you know, weeks and months to come. And you know, it's a lot of specialized repairs that's going to require helicopter sets and pulling, you know, transmission lines through poles. So there's a lot of work to be done still.
Obviously, some of this area is very remote and generally fairly forested, although obviously a lot of trees were lost in the fire. So kind of complex, it sounds like, it's not just a matter of stringing a line down a street in a subdivision.
No, I mean, there's a lot of safety concerns, obviously. First, we need to, you know, perform some vegetation management by, you know, clearing out all the hazard trees to make sure that our crews can work safely. And, you know, these areas are places where you can't just drive in necessarily or bring equipment in. So we have crews digging, you know, holes by their hand essentially to replace some of these structures. And so that, you know, that takes a lot of work.
And I know in the midst of things, especially the first week or two with a lot going on, it sounded like the people that you know, that weren't required to do things like that or didn't have that skill set, you had them out there helping in other places in the community with some of the things that were going on around Glide.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's really important to us is to support the community. And, you know, we're here to do that like we have been for 100 years. And, you know, we've made monetary donations over $120,000 statewide. To various organizations for wildfire relief. Some of the more local ones is we've donated to the Douglas Timber Operators, Roseburg Rotary, and Saving Grace Animal Hospital. And, you know, also worked out in the field, helped delivered food to 138 Grill, who, you know, they were amazing feeding folks for free for several weeks. And they did an amazing job.
So for people that lost everything or lost part of the structures, because I know there are situations where people's home may have survived, but they lost other buildings as well, then if they need to connect with Pacific Power because they are trying to go back in an RV or do something or figure out exactly how to kind of get their situation evaluated, what's their first steps with you guys?
Yeah, we really encourage them to contact our customer care center by dialing 1-888-221-7070, and our agents are ready to work with our customers and address any individual needs that they may have. And, you know, I know that there are groups also that I'm working with locally to help, you know, find housing for, and even talking about establishing, you know, kind of a temporary RV park for people to live while their home's being rebuilt. And so we're here to help them, you know, in whatever their needs are.
All right, Sam Carter from Pacific Power, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. Appreciate
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.